Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL. At the School of Medicine, Dr. Samantha Meltzer-Brody is dedicated to investigating new treatment options for postpartum depression.
Dr. Meltzer-Brody's team has also developed a smartphone app to help warn women about postpartum depression.
One of the things that's so important is understanding what causes postpartum depression, what triggers this often devastating complication of childbirth. There are enormous hormonal fluctuations that normally occur in all women who give birth between pregnancy to postpartum. And one of the things we were curious about is who are the women who develop postpartum depression? Everyone has the normal hormonal fluctuations, but only some mothers appear to be vulnerable to this. We've been fortunate to have NIH-funded work focused on understanding the genetic signature of postpartum depression. Genetic studies require very large sample sizes. Often thousands of people need to participate, and this can take a very long time. Our team has been fortunate over the last few years to be able to partner with Apple, and using their research kit, we've created the PPD ACT app. This is an app that any woman can download. And it asks them about their clinical experience with postpartum depression and then gives them the option to donate a DNA sample using a spit kit. The PPD ACT app was the first Apple research kit that allowed collection of genetic samples. The app has had a huge impact. We have had thousands of women across the country participate, and we've had more than 3,500 DNA samples that have come in via a spit kit. And these are now being contributed to an international consortium that is actively studying the genetic marker for postpartum depression. This has been a large team effort with the departments of psychiatry and genetics and a huge team of collaborators. To date, we have identified over 15,000 cases of women with postpartum depression around the world. And we are now working toward a large-scale postpartum depression genome-wide association study. Collaborators at UNC include Dr. Patrick Sullivan and Dr. Jerry Guintavano in the Department of Genetics. This work has been also made possible by the UNC Healthcare and School of Medicine Innovation Center that's been directed by Dr. David Rubino and Carol Lewis. This work is really an example of the best of the collaborative spirit at Carolina. This kind of partnership and team science allows us to do innovative work that would otherwise be impossible.
Another focus of Dr. Meltzer-Brody's multidisciplinary work is supporting all women across the state of North Carolina.
One of our missions at the UNC School of Medicine is to serve the people of North Carolina. And we're really excited about new work that allows us to partner with the state and reach women to provide expert consultation in perinatal mental health. This is part of our mandate. We're also working to have the delivery of psychotherapy, both in person and remotely using telehealth, funded by a different federal grant. Our mission is to change the way we deliver clinical care, using the best of research and science to develop new treatments and new ways of doing things that will improve the way women are treated with postpartum depression and make care better than it was before. Postpartum depression is the greatest cause of maternal mortality. For women to suffer in silence and not know that the symptoms they're having are not okay, one of the most important things we can do is for all new moms who are having symptoms of depression or anxiety and not understanding what it means, it's not your fault. You have not done something wrong. The most important thing is talking to your doctor or healthcare provider, being screened, and getting treated. There are effective treatments, and helping you get better is not only good for you and for the mom, but it's critical for the baby. Postpartum depression, if untreated, can cause difficulties with mom-baby bonding and attachment, and that can have really long-lasting negative consequences for the child. So it's so important that anyone suffering with postpartum depression is screened and treated, and there's lots of good resources to find, including on our website at UNC, but also on Postpartum Support International.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on WCHL On Demand or visit unc.edu.